back to it on a Tuesday. Continuing on with some more important stories you need to hear and understand. And that is, what are we going to do about Chicago? A lot of things to discuss, but Chicago continues to be a killing field. It is a war zone. Look at what goes on. This past weekend, 60 people shot. Half a dozen people killed. Two teens have been reported missing, were among the people killed in Chicago as the city's gun violence epidemic continues to explode. The weekend tally was up compared to the same weekend in 2017. Back a year ago, just 48 people were shot and 5 killed. What a bonus that would have been, huh? If only 5 people had been murdered in Chicago and 4 dozen gunned down. That'd been all right, right? Rayshawn Turner and Darnell Flowers, 16 and 17, found Sunday night, shot to death in a field on the far south side of the city. They'd vanished a day earlier. Earlier in the weekend, 5 people were shot after a weekly softball game in the Grand Crossing neighborhood. Yeah, just an ordinary softball game where gunfire erupts. And no big deal. I mean, that's just the way it is, right? I mean, let's look at recent gun violence. In the month of August, I want you to try this on for size, because the left would have you believe that somehow this is the right's fault. And at some point, Governor Rauner, Mayor Rahm Emanuel need to step up, because what you're doing is not working. It's a colossal failure. It's an epic failure. It's a failure that's playing out in front of the whole world. August 3rd through the 5th, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August, 74 people shot, 12 killed. 47 people were shot on the 5th of August alone. Think about that. 47 people shot in the city of Chicago one day. The majority of shootings occurred in just 4 of the districts on Chicago's southwest sides. August 7th, 2 more killed, 4 injured in the south and west sides. 4 killed on the 8th of August, 7th injured in shootings in the city. August 10th, 11th, and 12th, 29 people shot, 2 fatal. And it just goes on and on and on. And there's no end in sight, but there has to be something here. I truly believe the right thing to do might be bringing in the National Guard from the state of Illinois. Of course, at that point, the left would go berserk and say, it's racist. It's racist. Now, how in the world would it be racist to try to stop the violence? Because the majority of the victims here are African Americans. The majority of the victims in the killing sprees in Chicago are African Americans. So if you bring in the National Guard in an attempt to stop that violence, in an attempt to bring it under control, that would be anything but racist. If you continue to ignore the problem, if you continue to pretend that somehow we'll figure this out, we'll put out a few extra, you know, police officers, we'll have something to put out there, we'll stop it. It's not working. So far in August, 39 people shot and killed in August alone, 39 shot and killed, 265 people shot altogether. And so far this year, 317 have been shot and killed in Chicago. 1,977 people have been shot altogether. Almost 2,000 people. 2,000. Trust me, by Friday of this week, they'll reach the 2,000 people shot mark. It's unbelievable. August 5th, the worst day by far, with, you know, 49 people shot and half a dozen killed. But every 2 minutes and 48 seconds, a person is shot. And in Chicago, somebody's murdered on average every 15 minutes, actually less than 15 minutes, with murders going on and on and on. And so as you look at this epic problem, Chicago's a complete mess. Think about this. If you took the number of people shot and killed in Chicago out of the national gun statistics, how much lower would it be? It would have a serious impact. When you're looking at 317 people shot and killed, okay, 30,000 people in America are shot and killed every year, at least two-thirds of which are suicides. So you take those out, right? So you're down to 9,000 people. And then another two-thirds of those 9,000 are gang and drug-related, and you get down to about 3,000 people that are, you know, I'll call random killings or something unrelated to suicide or the drug trade or gangs. So the chance of you being murdered by a gun in America, in a nation of 325 million people, is minute, to say the least. But in Chicago, can you imagine? I was a kid once. We used to go over to Cubs games. I was a kid once. You probably were too. Went over to Cubs games, and me and my buddies, we were all about 18, 19 years old. We got turned around, screwed up. We ended up on the south side of Chicago one night. And a police officer rolled up next to us and looked at us and said, "What are you doing here?" "I don't know. We're just trying to figure out where we are." No. "You can't be here. You can't be here." And he made us follow his police car for several blocks. And when we got to, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 blocks away, he said, "Now you keep going that way and do not come back." And he knew we would get killed. That was back, you know, 35 years ago. So today, if you get off the highway at the wrong place, or you head in the wrong direction, or you're not experienced, these people that are getting killed every day, they live there. They understand the danger, and they're still getting killed. What about other people? Talk about a no-go zone. Why in the world would anybody of their right mind voluntarily, police officers and law enforcement, why would anybody in their right mind voluntarily go into the south side of Chicago for any reason? You know, you've got your housing projects, social program. You've got your handouts of this and that, social programs. You've got your great society. Your great society of Chicago, there it is. You know, it was rolled out in 1965 by Lyndon Johnson. And here it is. All these years later, and what do we have? Carnage. Straight up carnage in the streets. There's got to be a better way. And I would say that the National Guard cracking down, making sure that the streets aren't an urban war zone would be a great place to start. But sitting here doing nothing and talking about it, well, by this time next week, there'll be another 50 people shot, another 6 or 8 dead. And again, and again, and again. It's Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show. What do you think about that? You can always drop me a line, stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com, the place to drop me a line. I've got some letters I need to get to here in the next couple of days. I'm working on it. Bear with me. We'll be right back.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's 346-8059.